Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, friends. Welcome to another week of politics with your coffees. You're getting your day started, or maybe you're listening to the evening replay on the way home. We talk about politics over a cup of coffee because politics impacts everything in your life. Sadly, but it's true. So we talk about it so that you can talk about it and influence your world. Persuade them that is persuadable, we like to say. So let me ask you this question. Is it recall season? Huh? Yeah, we know we have this recall effort for Kate Brown, but what about other people? What about other people in swing districts, legislators, Democrats, being targeted for recall, not just in Oregon? And there are some, by the way, here. But what about other states? Is this the way to get back to majorities? Or is it Don Quixote tilting at windmills? Also, is there a mental health crisis with teenagers in high school? Is there? Because you see, there is a story about how teen activists advocated for and got a bill passed by the Democrat-controlled legislature, and I'm sure plenty of Republicans voted for it too, but it allows students to take mental health days just as they would a sick day, and which expands the reasons for excused school absences. Now, that's already in law, you know that. But now it's including it for mental and behavioral health. You see, the AP story by Sarah Zimmerman that's in the Oregonian say, don't call it coddling, say the students behind the measure. Allowing mental health days is meant to change the stigma around mental health in a state that has some of the United States' highest suicide rates. Mental health experts say it's one of the first state laws to explicitly instruct schools to treat mental health and physical health equally. And it comes at a time when legislators, or educators rather, are increasingly considering the emotional health of students. Now, Utah just passed one of these laws. Now, Utah is a fairly conservative place compared to Oregon, isn't it? So if they do it, it's got to be right. It's got to be okay. Now, there's a lot to unpack here, and we want to get into it, but is this, what's going to be the result of this in your mind? I mean, when you first heard me say this, is there a mental health crisis in schools today, K through 12 education in Oregon? Is there a mental health crisis? Do you think that if there is, does it necessitate giving kids another reason not to go to school? What's the impact of that? Is that going to improve our graduation rate? Is that going to improve our test scores? Really? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails always to jeff@1220.am. And if you send me an email, I'll do my darndest to read it on the air. Jeff@1220.am. So, one of the things that I think is interesting about recalls, I have some knowledge of them because I was engaged in leading one that almost succeeded in getting enough signatures. And had I known a little thing a bit earlier, I would have succeeded. So I was involved in a recall against Senator Floyd Prezansky when he was pushing Senate Bill 941. And, you know, Prezansky is, and I know Floyd well. He served in the House with me before he moved over to the Senate side. And, you know, gun issues are gun issues. Your Second Amendment rights are a pretty important thing. I mean, it's the way that we defend ourselves and our families against bad people. And there are bad people out there. We know that. That's the primary reason we have guns. It's for self-defense, both against bad people and tyranny, government, maybe. Maybe a little bit less for hunting, but we still do it anyway. So Floyd had introduced this bill. So the gun people wanted to go after it. And I offered to help. So they were providing money. I was hiring paid signature gatherers who were out there. And we had 90 days to get X numbers of signatures in. I forget what the number was, but we had 90 days to do it. And we came within 200 signatures of valid signatures, and we just missed it by that far. Now, do I think that we could have been successful in recalling him? Maybe. I mean, he is, when you get into South Eugene, he is beloved. South Eugene, of course, is the rich, where the rich folk, the rich liberals live, down in Eugene. But in the Springfield area and Cottage Grove and other places like that, he's not liked at all. Because again, those are areas that are more traditionally more conservative, more rural. So we almost got there. Now, had we got a successful recall, it would have sent a powerful message. If we'd got him on the ballot, would have been one thing. That would have been fantastic. If we'd actually recalled him, then that would have been a whole nother ballgame. It would have sent shockwaves. So the one piece that I learned late on in the recall world was talking to a lawyer friend of mine who's very active in Oregon politics. And he said, you know, you can hire paid signature gatherers and pay them by the signature. I said, what? I thought, didn't the people pass a constitutional amendment saying can't do that? Yeah, they did. Except that's the one, they did that for initiatives and referendums. Because the recall part of the Constitution is in a different part of the Constitution, and they didn't do it for that. So the significance of that is simply that today in Oregon, you can still pay people by the signature on a recall only. Now, why is that important? Well, I'll tell you why. Because there are people who are much, much better at gathering signatures, being paid by the signature rather than just per hour. I mean, it's a pretty cool thing. Because there are, in California, they still do it by the signature. And you can, it's expensive, but you can hire people to come up from California who are really good at this, who make a living do it, and who like it. And you can put them in the strategic locations in a particular district or wherever you want to do it, and they're incredibly effective. Had I known that, we would have absolutely made our numbers. We probably would have spent a little bit more money, but the point was there's a way to do this. Now, I will tell you that it is easier to do this, believe me, it is easier to do this at a legislative seat level than it is statewide. So let me share with you that there are people right now that are trying to, many of them are Timber Unity folks, who are really angry at Democrats. They voted in the House of Representatives for cap and trade, cap and scam, cap and tax, whatever you want to call it. And they're angry about it. And they're, for the first time ever, many of them are engaged. You add to that Moms Against Vaccines, where also many women, some of them liberal Democrats, are angry at Democrat women legislators or Democrat legislators as a whole. Again, in the House, who voted for mandatory vaccinations and taking away parental rights. They don't like that. And they're willing to do something about it. So what would that something be? Well, in this case, it could very well be recall. So on those two issues alone, these were huge hot-button issues. And if you add in the gun people, and you add in taxes and fees, you come up with the possibility that there's a lot there that could be recalled. A lot of reasons why people would choose to sign a recall petition and literally recall someone. So, okay, so we have the recall. We also had over the weekend, we had the GOP, Republican Party recall, being front and center on Channel 2 with Steve Dunn, Democrat Party Chairman Bill Currier, and Republican Party Chairman Bill Currier, and the Democrat guy, were interviewed by Steve Dunn. Now, those of you, not many of us in the political world think that there's any real benefit from trying to recall Kate Brown. She won by significant numbers over Newt. Now, it doesn't mean that Newt couldn't have won, because you got to understand one of the reasons the Republican Party is doing this is because Kate Brown continues to take hits in the media for who she is. She's not transparent. She's all the things that we have said for so long that she is. And the news media knows it. She's unpopular. That's just the reality of it. So the Republican Party sees an opportunity there. Now, she's also lame duck. It doesn't matter. Now, in this case, if, for instance, the Republican Party was successful, or Flush Down Kate Brown was successful, and we will probably have one of their people on with us a little bit later here this week. If they're successful at getting the signatures, and that's a huge bar to go to, and they're successful in a recall campaign, again, these are things that I think are huge long shots. If they are, guess who becomes the governor? Bev Clarno. Now, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? So the story on watchdog.com is, this is an AP story. In the West, the Republican Party sees recall as its way back to power. Now, friends, you should know that this is happening in the West. The West is turning blue, the exception of Arizona, which is right on the verge, frankly, and has certainly been targeted. Idaho, which is becoming more blue because more Californian tax refugees, cost of living increase, refugees are leaving California and going to places like Oregon and going to places like Idaho. And they take their political liberalism with them. And they vote that way. Stunning, if you think. But there's a governor's recall launched in California also. So let me ask you this. Do you think that recalls are the way to restoring Republican power? Or should we put our energy into actually convincing persuadable voters? All right. Better for that.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. You can also send me an email to jeff@1220.am. So, a recall petition is a different animal than really pretty much everything else. Now, a question about that just came in by email. You want to send me an email again, it's jeff@1220.am, or you want to comment, you can call 503-589-1220. So Mark writes in and says, governor's recall says, this weekend, my wife and I signed both petitions to recall the governor. My question is, If the recall is successful, who will replace her? We've heard from a reliable source that since the Secretary of State was appointed and not elected, she would not be eligible. I don't believe that's consistent with the Oregon's Constitution. I think Oregon's Constitution is clear that the Secretary of State, whether appointed or elected, is the next governor in a circumstance like that. That's my belief. Now, I could be wrong, but I believe that that's what the Constitution says. Doesn't mean, however, that somebody else wouldn't, like the Democrats, wouldn't allege that that's the case. Boy, what a constitutional mess that would be, huh? If Kate Baum was successfully recalled, again, it's a huge long shot, and it doesn't mean that she shouldn't be. But, and let's talk about that for a moment. Has she done anything really that deserves being recalled for? Probably, if you're a conservative like us. But what about what Oregonians think broadly? You know, I look at, if you're going to be able to recall someone, they have to have done something that has really ticked a lot of people off, okay? I mean, that's the reason you do this. That's why you do recalls. Now, I will tell you again, they are much easier at the local level than they are the state level, although California, many years ago, recalled Governor Gray Davis. That's when Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor. So right now, in the West, because Republicans are a little frustrated about losing all of these elections in the West, they are turning to the recall. Now, it's one thing. I mean, it's the recall used to be, as the story says, reserved for targeting corrupt or inept elected officials. But now it's part of the Republican toolkit for seeking a do-over of the election. As one Republican strategist in Colorado, where they're trying to recall their governor and a bunch of Democrats, the governor is a Democrat, it's called recall season. And in fact, in some places, the Republican parties in certain states are literally doing just that. They're putting forward entire seminars on recall and calling it recall season. But let me ask you this. If this is really a do-over of elections, is it any different than how Republicans are complaining about the Democrats' attempt to impeach Donald Trump as a do-over because they didn't like the results? Is it different? 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. What's your opinion about that? Has Kate Baum really done anything? But what about some state legislators in swing districts where they voted for some very controversial things like cap and tax and taking away parental's rights with the needles bill? Are those better opportunities? Or should we be putting, should the Republican Party, frankly, be putting their energy and their money into trying to convince swing voters that what the Republican Party stands for broadly is more beneficial to them personally than it is to vote for Democrats? What do you think? Again, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning, brother. What do you think today?
Well, I think it is a good thing, Jeff, because the conversation is out there. This recall of the governor is all over social media, and it's growing. In fact, my daughter keeps bugging my wife to join the Flush Down Kate Baum group. But it is a good thing, Jeff, because it does educate the public more on what's going on out there. And if you're out collecting signatures, you talk about the things that are wrong with Oregon that we all know are wrong with Oregon. I take, for instance, the Department of Human Services and that fiasco of a place, the way that they treat, you know, foster kids and they don't protect them, and the list goes on and on. You and I could talk about 100 reasons why our governor is ineffective. If you remember when the election was going on, you know, she has her key issues she cares about,
right.
But the rest of the state be damned. And that is very, very true. And so even though there's the possibility that it won't be successful, you still are educating the public about the Democratic Party, the Democratic governor, and it will, you know, make the election season, people think more when they go out to vote this time, and motivate more people to get their butts in gear and not find one excuse why not to vote for somebody like they did with Newt Buehler.
Well, exactly. I mean, we're living with the consequences of, you know, many of my great pro-life friends that I love dearly, and I stand with them on their pro-life beliefs. It simply could not, in their mind, it was a sin, and we talked about this, it was a sin to vote for a Newt Buehler. And they didn't. And now we're living with it in ways that go beyond, quote unquote, morality. I think you bring up an important point. Art, thanks. We're at the bottom of the hour at 6:30. So what do you think? Is a recall really a tool if you don't like the election results? You want like a do-over? Is it as bad as impeachment? Or is it real? And do we have a mental health crisis in schools? Because apparently now we do, because we just passed a new law. Huh? Talk about it all. Come back.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, friends. If you're just joining us, 24 minutes till the top of the hour, it is Political Coffee. We talk about politics over a cup of coffee because that gives you an opportunity to ponder the political issues of the day and how they impact your life, all with an eye, and that's the purpose of this show, an eye towards you being able to persuade people in your sphere of influence. Because there's only two ways that Oregon is ever going to be returned back to any kind of common sense politically. First of all, prayer, and lots of it. I believe that firmly. And secondly, one by one, one person persuading another person by asking, well, perceptive questions or interesting questions that get people to think about some of these very political issues. So here's what we're talking about, and here's how I'm framing the issues, hopefully in a way that makes not only sense to you, but is something valuable to you, for you to use. You know, let me just say something about that before I get into, is there a mental health crisis in schools today that necessitates a new law that was just signed by Kate Brown that adds mental health as reasons for a kid to be excused? Or is this just snowflakery? Is it really worse in the West, especially teen suicide rates? And is the recall effort going on against Kate Brown, but even more importantly, it's being used all across the West here by Republicans who keep losing elections. Is that really where we should be putting our energies? Recalling governors or recalling state representatives and senators who are in swing districts? Does that work? Or should we be really be figuring out why we're losing elections? And is it possible to win elections, no matter what? So if you recall somebody, No, in all seriousness, if you recall somebody, what do you get? Well, you get a big change in the political directions? Are you ripping the plant out by the root? Or are you just cutting the head off? It's an interesting thing to ponder. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. The thing about recalls that I think you have to change people's minds. If you've lost elections, you better figure out why you're losing elections. I can tell you, as a guy who's never lost an election of my own, and a guy who's only lost one race as a consultant in the other people that I've helped get elected, you got to communicate effectively with people. And Democrats are really good at doing that. Republicans are lousy at it. Now, I think, and Super Dave, hang on, because I'm going to get to you in just a moment. But I want to make this point, is that it seems to me, I got a text message yesterday to illustrate this example of what I just made. Yesterday, I get a text message from a longtime lobbyist in the state capitol here in Oregon who watched the chairman of the Oregon Republican Party debate the chairman of the Democrat Party about the Governor Kate Brown recall. And the text was, "This guy was awful. The chairman of the Republican Party was awful," was what this person's opinion was in his ability to communicate the reasons why they were doing a recall. Case in point. I mean, that's it. So if you can't communicate effectively why you want to recall a Democrat governor, why does anybody think we can communicate effectively a message to actually recall that state governor? I mean, it's one thing to go get signatures, and that is really hard because it's a lot of numbers you got to get. But it's another thing entirely to be able to convince the majority of voters in Oregon that, in fact, Kate Brown's done things worthy of recall, worthy of them, many of those people who voted for her, voting against her now and kicking her out. So if we can't convince people to vote for us to begin with, why do we think we can convince people now? I mean, this is the problem. Republicans are horrible at effectively communicating with people. You've heard me say that many times, and it's one of the most frustrating things in the world. And apparently, this lobbyist said the same thing yesterday after watching that. Bill Curry is a very nice man. He's a very good man. He's trying to do the right thing here. But he just wasn't effectively communicating, at least according to this person. But it has worked in other places. See, in California, a freshman state senator was recalled in 2018, and it undid the Democrat supermajority in their Senate. Now, therein lies one of the keys to the recall at the local level. We'll get into that in a moment, but I promise Super Dave, I would talk to my buddy Super Dave. Super Dave, how are you, friend?
Hey, how's it going there, Jeff?
Ah, it's beautiful. It's going to be a sunny day. I'm going to be able to harvest some grass seed today. I like it.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Yes. You are blessed today. You are very, very blessed today.
Yeah. Hey, any day I can harvest the crop, you bet.
You know, the thing is, it's just like you just said about the other guy. He was horrible in doing it. Why doesn't he have a piece of paper, write down each, like, number one, this, number two, this. It's not that hard, really. It's not that hard to read off all the stuff if he has to. Another thing, too, the recall. If we don't get it, the thing is it still goes against her. It still tarnishes her so she doesn't get up any place higher. We don't need her any place higher. She is a very, very, just like you said, she's very, very bad. She's not good. She's not good for a lot of things. And you said it throughout here on and on. People listen to you, Jeff, and they understand that, yes, she is kind of bad. Now I'm understanding. That's why you're out there. You're out there helping us do that at the same time. But I don't care if it makes it or not, it tarnished hers. So see, because she's deceitful. She's just a terrible, terrible person that no one wants. No one wants. And another thing with this Newt. One thing about Newt, I got to tell about Newt. Newt was not a conservative person. We need to have a conservative person, right? Not this.
Well, we do, and we would have had a more conservative nominee, but there were two conservatives splitting the conservative vote, and that's how Newt won. And that's just the reality of it. But Super Dave, you bring up something I want to go back to because I think it's an important point.
All right.
Okay.
Take care,
buddy. And here's what it is that you've just pointed out, you at the most basic level of a guy just out here living your life. You're not a political professional. You're a smart guy, but you're politically aware. You listen to talk radio. I've talked to you a long time over the years. You get it. You get one of the basic things, just like Art does. You see, what Art pointed out is a benefit of doing a recall. And that is you get people talking about it. You get people talking about the political issues and how political leaders affect people's lives. They're the things they do. Not so much the things they say, but it's really the things they do. You pointed out something that is powerful. Kate Brown is deceptive. Now, those are not just my words. Frankly, those are the words of many of the editorial writers in the newspapers of the state. Because she has deceived, she in essence lied to them on a number of occasions about things like transparency. Both you and Art have articulated something that apparently Republican professional consultants and candidates are incapable of doing, like Newt. And you know why? Because it's distasteful. This is why doctors, as much as we love them and revere them, don't make good candidates. It's not their professional job to be negative in people's lives. It just isn't. Their whole mindset is to help people. Now, I know Newt. He replaced my mother's knee, okay? He's not a bad guy. But was incapable of communicating to people just what you did, Dave, that Kate Brown is deceptive. And yes, it is a reason to tarnish her reputation in so that she doesn't try to go run for the U.S. Senate or who knows, run for president someday. Who knows? And you get people talking about it, talking about the issues and talking about why. There's even a recall effort. Now, this is why, again, Republicans need to do this in an emotional way that grabs people. And apparently, at least according to my friend who was watching Bill Currier, he wasn't able to accomplish that yesterday on Channel 2 News. But you guys, both Art and Super Dave, have figured it out. This is what's so frustrating for guys like me. But it's also why I stay involved, because there is hope. I'll tell you more about that when we get back, because it's that little thing about how you recall someone. And also, are all these new days, these mental health days for students, this new law, is that just snowflakery? Or is it real? Is there a real problem with teen suicide? Look back. 6:48, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, last segment for today. Thanks for joining us. I do appreciate your thoughts. This segment of the show is brought to you by my friend Fred Thompson. He's a New York Life Insurance Company agent. And you know why he is? Because he likes helping people. And you know what? It's not just the fact that he can help you have security in your mind and your soul about, well, life insurance and what kinds of life insurance make sense for you, which means security for your family in case something bad happens to you. But it's also so many other things. Like, do you have enough retirement income? With Social Security where it is, folks, going broke, and you know it's going broke. And there's something to think about, something I think about. So maybe you should too. And that's, you know, those are good reasons to do business with Fred. And you seriously should call him. If you have concerns about that, why don't you sit down and talk with him? Have a cup of coffee with him. Talk a little politics with him. But also talk about how he can maybe help you. 503-428-7479. 503-428-7479. Now, before we go back to the phones to Ron and Chris, you guys hang on. There's an email I got from Tom, and it's basically he believes that the reason that there is that Utah passed this new mental health day excuse, just like Oregon just did, which allows students to get excused absences from high school based on mental health problems, is that the teen suicide rate is high. And his point here is that Utah's is high, just like Oregon is, because of paganism. Well, you know, that's an interesting thought. Paganism. LDS. The Mormon Church is his point there, which he wrote in his email. I had to reword it there, but I that's an interesting reason. You know, I mean, Utah is not an unchurched place, but many evangelicals consider the Mormon Church to be filled with paganism. Well, you could sort of say that about the Christian Church some, with we put up Christmas trees, right? Easter being perverted with, you know, all these other things that were brought into it. That's it's an interesting discussion, but is that the ultimate reason why there is such a high teen suicide rate? You know, that's probably a whole week's worth of discussions as we go along. Let me tell you why a recall can work in a state. There's only two reasons why. And guys, again, hang on, because I'm going to get to you in just a second. There's only two reasons. You have to have done something bad enough as a governor or as a representative or as a mayor. You have to have done something bad enough that the people say enough is enough. I mean, it has to be really bad, right? Like getting convicted of corruption or something like that. But what if you just make bad decisions that are really kind of contrary to what you said you would do when you were running for election? And you fire people up against you. Well, the recall is a reason for doing that. But it typically works when there are freshman legislators. This is their first year, especially if it's in a swing district. And there are some Democrats out on the coast that are being targeted right now by the Timber Unity people and other places that are in swing districts because of how they voted. Now, once you get beyond your freshman legislative years, it's harder to recall people. Again, you really have to do something bad. But it can happen. But it's rare. But is this any different? Republicans trying to undo the results of elections as a political strategy, is it any different than what the Democrats are trying to do with impeaching Trump? Well, in many ways, it isn't. But is that still okay? I mean, it is given to us as a tool in the Constitution by our founders, as much as Republican senators walking out and denying a quorum. Let's go to the phones. We'll start first with Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you, brother?
Okay, brother, I'm going to give you three things. I don't know if Bill Currier said this. The real reason that you need to recall Kate Brown, number one, she is not listening to the will of people. Well, on that basis, because she has defied the will of the people by allowing illegal aliens for a driver's license. And at the same time, enabling criminal aliens to eat our pocketbooks up and keep them in our communities instead of giving them over to ICE and to get their full due process of justice out of my country. Number two, the second thing we've got, you got a government that was trying to put Californianization-type laws by these retro-Bolsheviks in this state with, and additional fees and everything else to fix a utopian situation, which is by natural attrition, by using California emissions on our vehicles, had dropped from 0.95 to 0.8, 7,100% naturally. But in the process, trying to say they got to make our farmers and ranchers comply to 2014 requirements is an economic disaster. And
number what's three, your third reason,
the
quickly?
The third reason her recall, she has no respect for civil liberties for the parents or individuals in the state. Those three reasons alone, by her actions and through the lawsuits filed by the Oregonian, claiming that she's going to be a full disclosure, she lied. Straight out lied.
Okay, fair enough. And so she's been dishonest.
That's it.
Okay,
I think those
so
three reasons
those are fair reasons to why people get recalled, because that goes against human nature. Ron, thank you. Let's go to Chris, who's on the line. Chris, good morning, and your thoughts today.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. I agree with the previous caller as far as the recall is probably going to be not something that's going to happen, right? But I think that it causes a conversation, like you were saying, and an example is my friend moved up, him and his wife and his kid moved up from California, again, to get out from the tyranny there, to come to greener pastures, so to speak. And he heard the flush down Kate Brown thing, either saw it on Facebook or whatever the case, and he didn't really know anything about Oregon state politics at the time. And so he texted me. He was like, hey, what's this all about? And so I think that that kind of proves the conversation starter, because he's a more centrist type of person, his family. They don't really go one way or the other. They kind of just want fairness and less government, right? So I think at the end of the day, they're probably more of a conservative and they don't really know it, or a libertarian. But also the mental health piece, I think it ties into the indoctrination that we see occurring. I think there probably is some mental health issues amongst the current generation in school right now, but it's manufactured. And, you know, I mean, you got to think about the screen time of these kids today. They're on their iPhones, iPads constantly. They're on their video game consoles, whatever the case may be. So you've got flicker rate, then the chemicals they might be drinking and eating, not might, they definitely are. And then it also ties into the school system wanting to basically be the full-time parent. And
so what do you think the outcome of this is going to be in the end?
The outcome of this is going to be bigger nanny state in the end, because they don't really need that much help. They kind of just need to be left alone and put on a proper track, morals and principles, and we don't teach that anymore. The school certainly doesn't.
No, we don't. In fact, that's evil. If you do, that's us trying to put our principles and values, ram it down their throats. Chris, thank you. We're at the end of the show. Folks, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate each and every one of you listening. Get out there and make it a great day. I'm back tomorrow.